This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
The executive board will now come to order. We're eventually get to executive session today, but we'll initially take a look at the minutes from the November 18 through 19 meeting and the December 3 meeting as far as approval of those minutes. So, roll call first. Sorry, I neglected that.
Gosh.
Hi, we're here.
Gross.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
Mills.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
Qualm. Smith.
Here.
Bolin.
Here.
Ewing.
Here.
Langer. Stalzer.
Here.
White. Heinert.
Here.
Greenfield.
Here.
Haugard.
Here.
Mr. Chair, you have a quorum.
Thank you. Now I'll entertain a motion in regard to the previous minutes, both the November meeting and the December meeting. So we should make those as two separate motions.
Chair, I move the approval of the minutes from the November 18th and 19th Executive Board meeting.
Second.
That motion has been made by Senator Greenfield, seconded by Senator Langer. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. And there was also the December 3 meeting.
Mr. Chair, I move the approval of the December 3rd meeting, minutes of the December 3rd meeting.
Senator Greenfield having moved that, and Senator Heinert seconded. Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. So we are on to our agenda item. In regard to the upcoming vacancy of our director, Director Hancock is going to be leaving as of what date?
Mr. Chairman, I will be here through the end of the session, including veto day. I might be around for a day or two after that. It just kind of depends on if I've got everything tidied up or not, but it's going to be, you know, either March 30th or 31st or something like that.
All right. Thank you. Our agenda item today is to have a discussion about how to replace Director Hancock, so we'll be moving into executive session upon that motion being made. Moved by Langer, seconded by Smith. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Roll call on this one.
Gosh.
Aye.
Gross.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mills.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Qualm.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Bolin.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
White. Heinert.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Haugard.
Aye.
14 ayes, 1 excused.
Motion carries. We will now be in executive session. Okay, so it's my understanding the motion that's going to be made is to take the exemption off the sales tax in regard to advertising and newspaper publications. Is that right?
Second.
That's good.
Okay. You and Bolin, do come back in.
Rick and Cindy run the speakers.
You have made a motion, Bolin second.
All right, and I believe Leader Qualm has made a motion, or is about to.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to make a motion.
Mr. Hancock is going to read that motion.
Yes, yeah. I believe he is.
So I believe that the motion that you're wanting to make is to direct the director to bring back a draft job description to the executive board, along with recommendations of where to post the job description, and for the executive board to meet again a week from today.
And also to include a recommended time frame in regard to...
And recommended time frame, yes. Correct.
allowing that application process to exist.
Second.
Seconded by Smith. Discussion on that motion.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Greenfield.
I just want to make sure that we have the Director Hancock. Are we able to meet as an executive board in spite of the fact that it's not a legislative day?
There's nothing, Mr. Chairman and Senator Greenfield, there's nothing in the statute that prohibits the executive board from meeting during session, and certainly this is one of your statutory duties, is to hire a director. And so since the position is going to be vacant, I think this is entirely appropriate, even though the board does not customarily meet during session because there's not really a need to.
His point was
this year there is a need to.
He was pointing out, too, though, it would be a potentially a non-legislative day, but that should not make any difference.
Yeah. No, it shouldn't. Okay.
Motion having been made and seconded. Any discussion on the motion?
Do we want to state a time?
O'clock that evening?
Seven o'clock.
All right.
It's Tuesday at 7.
Next meet right here.
Thank you for listening to the South Dakota Service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Smith. All right, hearing no further discussion, those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Gosch.
Aye.
Gross.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mills.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Qualm.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Bolin.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
White. Heinert.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Haugarten.
Aye.
14 ayes, 1 excused.
Motion carries. Will be. All right. We have our meeting scheduled for next Monday night, 7 p.m. right here in 413, and we'll continue the discussion based on that and take whatever action is appropriate at that time. Anything further to come before the e-board right now? Ewing moves motion to adjourn, and Langer seconds. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. We are adjourned.